Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Monday, April 19th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon or morning, depending on where you are in this great country, on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, get great Chicken Whisperer gear like t-shirts, mugs, mouse pads, keychains, and everything else you might want Chicken Whisperish. And of course, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, all there at chickenwhisperer.net. If you're listening live today, I want to invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and listeners and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do if you're listening live right now via the internet is go to our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Click on the little chat now button. Click on the chat now button that's there on our homepage. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, and meet some new friends around this great planet Earth, because we have listeners outside the United States, too, I'm telling you. And meet some new friends and talk about our great lifestyle of keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. I hope you'll take a moment to do all that today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll welcome our wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, author, poultry advocate, and we'll get on to today's special guest. You're not going to want to miss today's show. It's amazing. Your jaw is just going to drop based on everything that this young lady's had to go through regarding her backyard chickens. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this short break.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We have a great show lined up for you today, and it's time to welcome my co-host, poultry advocate and wonderful author, Pat Foreman. Welcome to the show, Pat. Did you have a great weekend?
Oh, hey, Whisper, I did. I had an absolutely wonderful weekend. How about you? I hope you got rested up and you got your all your frisky back and back on top. Not that you ever weren't. Excuse me, I got a little tongue twisted there.
No problem.
That was so funny. Yeah, great weekend. And you?
Yes.
Say again?
A little bit each day, getting back to normal. And, a little bit each day, getting a little bit off the to-do list each day. It's all I can say.
Excellent. Well, your voice sounds really good, but I always love the resonance and the tenor of your voice. Hey, today, though, is a really neat day here in Greenway neighborhood. I gave some baby chicks, well, they're pullets now, to two of my neighbors. So this week, it's just about week four for the chicks, so they're about ready to go outside, and they're building coops. It's amazing how such a simple structure can take such a lot of time. I don't know what they're doing, I guess, but one of them is going in a shed, and it's just going to be a little 8x4, you know, with some roofs, very simple, with an external nest box. But the other one is going over with the horses at the stables. So they want to see if they can't keep these chickens, their heritage breeds, if they won't be helpful in helping to keep down the flies. So we're going to be tracking that as a little bit of a mini experiment just to see if they do make a difference. And, of course, we know they'll spread the little patties around and help those pungent spots to not form. So I'm thrilled about that. I've been wanting to have this happen for quite some time and have been looking for people that keep horses and chickens specifically to do a little case study about them. So that's happening today and tomorrow. So I'm thrilled with that.
Super. That is absolutely wonderful news.
It takes so little to make me so happy these days.
Well, with the way that things are going today, it's good that something can make us happy, no matter how little it may seem. That's good. The little things can sometimes make us the happiest, it seems, but regardless of what it is. I agree. So hopefully it'll continue for all of us. We did have to attend a funeral this week. Jen's uncle passed away, and so we did have a funeral yesterday after a church and lunch with the family. But other than that, pretty productive and relaxing weekend. I do have to let you know that this week, for myself anyway, I believe Thursday. Let me see my calendar here. Yeah, Thursday is. I hate to say this, is my birthday.
Oh, yep. Thursday's your birthday.
Thursday is my birthday, yep. And so, you know, some people, including myself, in the tone of my voice, is like, another birthday. But I guess it beats the alternative. So I'm glad to have another birthday here on the planet with all of you wonderful folks. So, yeah, we'll see what the week has in store for us.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I don't know about... Every year just keeps getting more interesting, I think, because it's like I've got one more years of life experience, and it just keeps building and escalating. And I know you're probably coming up with one of the most exciting years of your life with your tour and all the things that are happening on the poultry front. I mean, it's how good can it get as we get more matured?
Absolutely, and someone in the chat room is like, hey, I was born on Earth Day. Earth Day was actually created, my first birthday Earth Day was created, I guess, on 1970.
Birthday, well, that's appropriate, isn't it? Little Father Chicken.
Yep, and I will be 41 this year. So
still a little
young whippersnapper, but I don't know if my body agrees with that or not. But, yeah, born on Earth Day.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed you were a day over 22. Maybe 23 or 24. That was it. But yeah, 41. It's a good year.
Good year.
I have to say, I loved my 40s. I absolutely loved my 40s. They were, you know, because they're very energetic. You kind of know what you want to do, and you're able to do it, and just a really good time to manifest your life's desire. So I'd say you're doing that pretty good.
We're hoping. Want to invite everybody to join us on Facebook. That's probably the most updated source regarding the radio show, the tour, Chicken Whisperer gear, and everything else. And just go to Facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer, join the club, pardon me, and just kind of go through some of the chickens in the news we have here posted to give you an idea. We've got from the Dallas Morning News, the East Dallas Coop Tour gives a crowd a peep at the city chicken craze. There was the coop tour there. This past weekend there in Dallas, so we have that. We have alternative to cages is chickens in backyards, so we've got a good article about that. We've got another article about, it's called Cooped Uptown, Keeping Chickens in the City. We've got one here called A Big Chicken Coup. Owners throughout New York are clucking about keeping hens and having fresh eggs. So that's a good one we've got there on the list, and many, many, many others that you can take a look at. So a lot of our chickens in the news are posted on our Facebook page. And you said that you have a couple before we get started with our interview?
Well, I do. They're very positive, which is wonderful. One is from Edmonton, Canada, and it's the public has been wanting to have chickens there for a long time. So what they're going to do is they're going to give it a chance. They're going to have a one-year a pilot project that allows up to 10 Edmonton residents to be able to keep chickens. And so they've been at this for 3 years at their city council saying, you know, come on, give us a chance. So they're going to finally do that. And they say it's a good step in the direction of food security and a better food supply system. So they've got the right words there. And one of the poultry advocates there is an urban gardener, and he consults on organic gardening and edible landscaping. So that's the strategy that if you're having absolutely a recalcitrant city council, just propose maybe to having a test period, because we know that from Fort Collins, Colorado, who had so few complaints about chickens and none of them, whether it was 7 out of 1,300, and even those 7, none of them were valid. So that's the chance approach. Give us a chance. I think it's a good approach. This other one I like for the twist of from the real estate point of view, it comes to us from Columbia Business Times, and that's from Missouri. It says, City Chicks, what happened since the backyard birds became legal? This is an article by Diana Borsai O'Brien, and the subtitle is Chicken Ordinance Comes Home to Roost. And what they do is they take the position, the story of this insurance executive and his wife, who winter over in Florida, well, they come back to their home, and they find that their neighbors have chickens. And so this is their reaction, in that they love it. He says that their neighbors, who is the, I'm just going to call her Ann, they're building just a little 4-by-6-foot hen house, and people in the neighborhood, they're already thinking about how to name the chickens. So it's starting to bring the neighborhood together. It's a real draw, apparently. She says, some people want to name them after flowers. A couple of adults want to name them after streets in their city. And then one of the kids wants to name them after Star Wars characters. So this is like a Huck. Yeah, really, R2-D2. So this is kind of like a Huck Finn story, you know, to get people in your neighborhood to like chickens, you name them after your neighbors. So apparently, while this couple was vacationing in Florida to get their son fixed, the city council passed an ordinance that allows city residents to keep chickens. So, of course, right across the street, and they can see it from their front window. Apparently, it's not even really in their backyard, or it's in a side yard. And so what was interesting is the leaders of the real estate community in Colombia, they fought the ordinance, and they predicted that it would lead to property devaluation, right? We've heard that before quite a bit. But the insurance executive said, he goes, well, I think this structure is absolutely darling. It looks like a child's playhouse. I don't see it as a detriment to the community or to the neighborhood. In fact, if everyone does it like this, I think this will be fine. There you have it. They got it passed, and it's not degrading property values, and it's bringing the neighborhood together because they're naming chickens after different fanciful things. Cool story, huh?
Absolutely. And yes, the property value issue. Still, you hear this all the time. I've said this on the airwaves all the time, put it in blogs. I'm still waiting to be sent a valid proof, documentation, notarized proof, not just something made up on a Word document, where someone got $10,000 less for their house because their neighbor had chickens or the house they lived in allowed keeping backyard poultry. Still waiting for it. So until we have proof, it's an invalid point. And if we do have proof, it's one out of how many millions of cases of how many homes that are sold every year. So it would still be a moot point. So,
as I told you before, here at Greenway Neighborhood in Rockbridge County, Virginia, we are offering a free coop with every lot sale. So we're viewing it as a sales incentive and an advantage for people that do want to have a family flock of chickens.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea. Speaking of that, and this is related with our guest, which we'll get to just in a couple of minutes, is that those of you knew that we were following, you know, the city of Dunwoody here in Atlanta. It's a northern suburb, an affluent suburb of northern Atlanta. And they already had many people in Dunwoody that were keeping chickens under the radar. They wanted to stop keeping them under the radar and wanted to do it legally. And so it was a kind of a long, drawn-out process and battle, if you will, with the Planning Commission and zoning meetings and the city council meetings and all this stuff. And here's the last and the biggest kicker is that, because I've told you this many a times, if you've ever heard me talk or ever talked to you about, you know, kind of the ways you'd go about organizing and presenting your case to city council members and homeowners associations, and we've said, you know, there's no arguing the facts. You just can't argue the facts. I don't care what subject it is. So really the only way a city council member can vote against backyard chickens is to fall back on, not always legitimate, and I'll share that with you in a minute, but to really fall back on the case that, well, the majority of my constituents disapprove of backyard poultry. They don't want it in their city. And so I, because I was elected by them, have to vote no. So really, they can't argue any of the facts that we go and present to them because they're it's factual information. So really the only thing the city council members can really fall back on is either if they personally don't want chickens for whatever reason, they can use the excuse, well, my constituents don't want it, so I have to vote for them. And then, of course, or that's truly the case, that their constituents truly don't want it. Now, their constituents may be misinformed and be basing their decisions on false information and not the facts, but that's really the only thing that the city council member can fall back on. Now, we've become wise to this, and just like in Dunwoody, after the vote came in as no, and a particular council member, Danny Ross, stated that he has to vote no because he's received hundreds of emails from people in opposition to keeping backyard poultry, and he has to do what his constituents want him to do. So he kind of fell back on that excuse of that he has received hundreds of emails. Well, we've gotten wise to this, and in Dunwoody, as soon as the vote was done, somebody stood up and told them that all the chickens are going to come home to roost because we plan to file an open records request to see exactly how many emails were sent regarding pro and
good
against
for you.
Chickens. So what they did there and then, well, now the facts have come out to play. And the preliminary report, this is preliminary now, so this is not the final report. Hopefully we'll get that in the next few days. But the preliminary report from just people sitting down and kind of weeding through, you know, if one person sends 30 emails, that counts as one. That's one person who's for or against. So weeding through all of that, the preliminary reports that I've heard or seen so far is that, ready for this? Even though this gentleman stated, I've received hundreds of emails against backyard chickens, the preliminary reports that I've been told so far are this. Three times as many emails were positive for chickens. So there were something, yeah, three times as many in favor of keeping backyard poultry versus against. So now the chickens are going to come home to roost. I sent this gentleman, Danny Ross, an email requesting a statement and requesting him to come on the radio show to give us an explanation of why he stated he's received hundreds of emails and then he only received a few. And the majority of emails that he received, according to the preliminary report, were for backyard poultry, not against backyard poultry. So I invited him on to tell us his 2 cents worth of why he, dare I say, lied to the people. And we can get documentation of his quotes there. And, of course, he's the same gentleman that in an email to one of my neighbors and friends stated that the Constitution guarantees us the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not property. I've got it. I posted it on a Dunwoody blog because somebody was challenging me on it, so I pasted the whole doggone email. How can you challenge that? So the issue there is that the chickens have come home to roost. When you have people that state, I've received hundreds of emails from people who don't want chickens, and then now when you do the open records request, you find out that he received more emails in favor of chickens than he had against. And now I guess he's chicken to come on the radio show, and he's chicken to make any statements. So we're going to continue to pursue this and see exactly what happens because, again, hopefully we'll have the official report. I know that the official report is going to be read at one of the upcoming meetings and said, look, you know, here is your exact quote. We pulled this from the archives of the city council meeting. We looked at the transcripts. This is your exact quote of whatever it may be. We have received hundreds of emails against it. And then the facts are, here are the facts. And just to look at his expression and see what he has to say for himself now. So very, very interesting. So even that won't fly now. We become wise to that my constituents don't want it. I've received – okay, well, fine. If you want to play that card, that's fine. Just know that we're going to request through an official attorney, open his records request to see if that's a true statement you're making or if you just personally don't want chickens and you're falling back on that and using that as an excuse. So, yeah, no more of that business. We've gotten wise to that, so we're going to let him know ahead of time.
That is absolutely excellent and a wonderful strategy to take for future towns between Freedom of Information Act and open records requests. Good for you guys. I mean, let it show. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I bet he gets voted out. Now he's got a serious, really serious integrity problem. I mean, who can vote for anyone that lies about emails they got pertaining to a public thing?
Yeah,
go ahead.
So we're calling on it. I'm just saying that, I understand that if it was true And yes, the majority of the people who voted for him, the majority of the people who don't want it, yeah, he has that's his role. But to lie about it, to fall back on that, now we're going to be able to call him on that by with the open records request and see. And we'll tell him ahead of time. We'll tell him when we first go in and say, yes, you can do this, but we're going to find out if it's true or not, or if you're just making this junk up. So that's exactly what we've gotten wise to. So yeah, perfect. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back. We had a great guest for you, and this is going to continue on the show already. If you're already upset and mad about that case here in Dunwoody, you know how we're dealing with that, you haven't heard nothing yet. Real quick, short break. We'll come back. We'll welcome our special guest. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All right, thank you very much for joining us today. It's time to go right to the phone lines to our special guest, Pam Davis. She is up there in New Jersey. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I just want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Many, many more to you. And I'm glad you're back from your tour. I know you had a good time.
Yes.
I was following Facebook, and you enjoyed it. And it was so good to see you enjoy it, you and your wife.
I did. Thank
good.
You. Yes, it was very fun, very enjoyable. Learned a lot. Learned some things we need to change. Learned some, you know, to do what we did right, continue that, and then fix a few things. So, probably about a little bit of six-week downtime now. And then once summer hits, we'll probably hit the road again. So definitely looking forward to it. And thank you for your nice comments. And thank you very much for joining us. If those of you who are, I know a lot of regular listeners, but you may miss a show now and then. Pam has been with us twice before, initially, and then she came back with kind of an update, and then now she's back again with an update, which is truly amazing. So I hate to do this to you, Pam, but because I know you talked about this all the time, but if
right.
you'll just, because we've got some time, if you'll just
okay.
kind of start from the beginning and then kind of go down everything, because I think this will make a lot of people out there who are listening, we've got a lot of new listeners now, their jaws just drop. That everything you've been up to this latest thing with the
okay.
harassment with the pardon me, with the harassment. If you'll kind of cover very briefly to the point all the departments, everything, all the hoops you've jumped through, and then, of course, then the mediation all the way up to this point, and then we'll get into what's happened recently. That will be great to give everybody back up to play.
Okay. I have six chickens and a nice chicken coop and run that my son made for me, and I have a Buff Brahma Bantam rooster that's a champion, and my son is a 4-H'er, and I'm a 4-H leader, and we've had them for 5 years, and just this past year, it was June, we've been having a total nightmare with my one neighbor on my left-hand side. I have a fence around my yard, shadow box fence, about 5 feet high. You can't see in. I wish it was higher, actually. But June 19th, I get a knock on my door. The health department has come with clipboard in hand. They wanted to see my chicken coop, check the coop and the run, because there was an anonymous complaint by a neighbor stating that my chicken smelled. I brought her back in the coop. In fact, I had just got back from the Agway that day. I had a lot of stall dry, and I had bought a lot of equipment and, you know, shavings and whatnot for the coop. And she says, boy, you keep a nice coop here. She went back. She saw everything, and she saw how nice everything was. And lo and behold, my neighbor was in the next yard. Since I have this fence, you can't see her. She's in her garden, and she pops up, and she goes, smell it over here. Smell it over here. And, oh, I says, oh, my God. Here, this is anonymous, and it's supposed to be. So she says, come over here. Smell it over here. So the health inspector comes over, and I walk over, and she's trying to smell to see if it smells like poultry and a run and whatnot. And here I put shavings down. It doesn't smell. It smells great. And she says, can't you smell it? Can't you smell it? She says, no, I can't smell it. She says, I'm sorry. And, you know, we went back and forth, and I says, I've cleaned this coop. I says, do you have a problem? If you have a problem with me, sit down and talk to me as a neighbor. I said, I've given you eggs. I've given you vegetables from the garden. I says, you can sit down and talk to me. Well, lo and behold, she got pissed off, and she walked into the house, and the health inspector went back in the car, and she says, I can't find anything wrong. So they called her again. This was a week or two later. She knocked on the door. She says, I've got to come in. I've got to look at your coop. I've got to smell to see if the smell is back there again. I got to see if there's rats back there. I have nothing of that back there. It's immaculate because I clean night and day. And she says to me, well, I got to go. I don't find anything wrong. Okay. She goes back again. She got another call. Apparently, she got a call a third time. She came out. She couldn't find anything wrong. Then, according to the director of the health department of Warren County, I did speak with him, and he said she went out there, the health inspector, on numerous occasions just by herself without even telling the neighbor or myself. She parked her truck right next to the neighbor's, where the neighbor was complaining and the smell was, and they couldn't find any smell, couldn't find anything wrong. So I called the director that day. I says, well, you know, this is a neighbor dispute. You can't find anything wrong. She's taking the taxpayers' money. She's, you know, calling up. You know, she's making a mess out of everything here. This is a neighbor dispute. He says, you're right. He says, I am going to close the book on this. He closed the book on that. He says, I don't want to get involved in a neighbor's dispute. Okay, a week goes by. I get a letter in the mail from the zoning board officer. Notice of violation. As per our records, our office has no permits for a shed, chicken coop in the rear yard. I need to speak with you. You know, it appears that the structure is in violation of the said setbacks. Failure to comply will result, and you know the rest. I call him up. I go right to the municipal building. I says, I'm going to speak to this guy. I am going to invite him over to my property, invite him to see my chickens and my coop, and tell me if I'm in violation. Now, I know I'm not in violation because my son made the coop, and we followed everything to the T. He came. He checked everything out. He says, I'm going to research this. You know, I'll let you know if you're in violation. Mind you can move this shed. It's not, you know, you can move the shed anywhere. It's not, you know, a foundation that's set in. You know, you can move the shed. Right. He came back. He said, there's nothing. I can't find you. There's no violation here. Okay? They're shut down at the health department. They're harassing me through the health department. Now they've harassed me to get rid of my chickens through the zoning officers, okay? And the zoning officer said, there's nothing we can do. There's no violations here. Okay, that stopped. Now they'll stop at nothing. Now they go to the police. Okay, they go to the police. They couldn't get me on the health or the zoning ordinances in the town of Hackettstown, New Jersey. So they go to the police to try me as a criminal. Okay. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Now I get another knock on my door. You have a chicken. I have no, sir. I have six chickens. I have six girls and one Buff Brahma Bantam. He says, oh, okay. He says, you've got a complaint now. They are signing complaints against you. I said, who? He says, Betty Wonderly, your neighbor, which is the one that has been complaining since June 19th of last year. Now she is signing another complaint, informal. You have to go to court. I said, go to court? And then obviously the judge didn't want it in court. He sent us to mediation to mediate, and that was in January of this year. Okay, this has been happening since June. I'm being harassed through municipal departments, county departments. You know, they're wasting the taxpayers' money here. We've got a bad economy here in New Jersey, and they're just wasting money like crazy. It's unbelievable. And then I go to mediation on a January evening. My husband sends me out to Phillipsburg, New Jersey, which is another 30 miles out on a snowy evening because I can't drive. And we sit and we have three people, a chairperson, a panel secretary, and another gentleman, very nice man, that's a farmer. He's a chicken farmer and a cow farmer way out towards Pennsylvania. And we sat and she had taken many pictures of my coop. Showed them that. She told the panel that this was an urban area, which Hackettstown is not an urban area. It is a farming community. On the other end of the block, we have an auction that sells cows, chickens, pigs, all kinds of farm animals. We have a co-op that the farmers use here. So this is a farming community. So, you know, I'm trying to tell them that, and we're back and forth. And she says, well, you know, I've called the mayor, and I am trying to get the mayor to change the ordinances so you people in Hackettstown cannot have chickens, you can't have any farm animals. I said, ma'am, these are my son's pets. These are my son's pets. He raised them from eggs, okay? He raised them. They are his pets. These are not just farm animals. You know, these are pets. And she went on and on and on and on and about how, you know, the rooster, this and that. So we finally... We had a consent agreement drawn up where what I had agreed to do was to use tarps to cover the rooster's habitat from late evening till 8 o'clock p.m., okay? And it minimized the crowing because it closed out all the light and, you know, you couldn't hear them because it muffled the sound in early in the morning. And she had agreed to this. Signed her name off. Everything was fine. That was January 7th, 2010. This was all agreed to.
That was the mediation?
That was the mediation.
Yeah, the mediation you had to go to.
Yes,
so,
I had to go.
At that point, you thought, okay, we went to mediation face-to-face with these other folks. We signed off on all this agreement. And you thought at that point, okay, finally, this has come to pass.
Correct. I thought it was over. We had left, and we thought that we finally came to a meeting of minds where this is what we're going to do. And, she'll stop at nothing to harass me to get rid of my chickens. I get on January 16th, 10 days after signature, an agreement drawn up by the mediators from the court. She breaks this consignment agreement. She calls the police on me at 7:30. I get a knock on the door on the 16th of January. Your rooster is crowing. I says, how can you? Yeah, your rooster is crowing. I says, what? I've covered it. Your rooster's crowing. Your neighbor says your rooster's crowing and this and that and this and that. I said, excuse me, sir. I want to show you the paperwork from mediation, which is court appointed by a judge. I want you to read this, okay? This has been taken care of. My husband got involved. He says, you know what? We're going down to the police department now. We're going to sit with the police. We are going to discuss with the police in the town of Hackettstown what's going on with this neighbor. This is a neighbor dispute, and she will stop at nothing. She's trying to harass us at every waking moment now. This is nothing pure. This is a harassment case going on here to get rid of six chickens and a rooster. So needless to say, the police came. We spoke to him. Last week I got in the mail two formal complaints signed against me for harassment and disturbing the peace. And now I have to go
you,
to court.
You are harassing her, is what
right.
she's saying.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm harassing her. Harassment and disturbing the peace. And I have got all this paperwork from every department in the county. I've also gone to the health department with the Freedom of Records Act that they have, as you were talking about. I've wrote the health department. I want the records on how many times they had to come out to find nothing wrong, and it was a neighbor dispute. I at this point in time, I'm just like, I feel like I've been harassed to the max. I've been harassed to the max. Yep.
I lost my connection there for a second, but I chimed back in. So the policeman showed up at your house and wrote you the
yes.
ticket for harassment and disturbing the peace.
He came on January 16th. This ticket was written the next day on the 17th of January and was given to me on April the 6th. The ticket was already written on the 17th of January, and I just received this in April.
God.
And so is she trying to say that harassment and disturbing the peace is coming from the rooster crowing?
Probably from the whole shooting match, Whisperer. She wants them gone. This is harassment, I'm telling you, she's abusing the system here. She's abused it. I can't believe the abuse this woman is causing. I mean, she's used the taxpayer's dollar, the time, and she. I said to the gentleman when I was at mediation, why can't we just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and discuss this? We're neighbors. You know, I gave you eggs. You made muffins. I gave you all my tomatoes and my zucchinis because your husband didn't put a fence around his garden, and the deer ate everything. She had nothing, so I felt sorry for her. And I get stabbed in the back and harassed.
That's crazy. I think I would have lost it by now and told her where she could stick that zucchini.
I told my husband, I'm lucky I'm not drinking. I told him, I'm lucky I'm not picking up the dirt. I'm telling you. This is craziness.
I'd have to tell her where to stick that zucchini. We have somebody here. I'm sorry. I would have to tell her where to stick the zucchini because that
you're
just,
too much, Whisperer, because that I'm keeping – I am being – I have to be, you know, professional, and I have to take this, you know. But, you know, I'm to the point where I'm so harassed and harangued, and I feel like something is hanging over my back. I can't even, you know, I feel this every day when I get up in the morning. Is something going to happen to me? Am I going to get another knock at the door and more harassment phone calls than this? This is you know what? I will tell you this much. This is the good thing. I went back and countered her with the harassment suit.
Good for you.
I went back and countered it.
Good for you. By the way, I just want to let you know that Melinda B. in the chat room says that she'll be glad to make you a diaper for your rooster so you can keep him inside if you want to.
You know what? I will not let that rooster. Is my pride and joy. I told worst comes to worst and he says get rid of him, I'm not getting rid of that rooster. My son raised that rooster. He's a pet. He's coming right in the house. Yep, that's
there
where he's
you go.
Coming.
Well, Melina will make you a diaper for him so he can run around and join you in the living room watching TV.
I love it. But I will have to tell you, I did have to press charges against her for harassment. I had to. I was to the point where our family now is getting harassed through every department in the county, in the municipalities, and now I'm just going to have to, I have to prove that. I've got all my documentation. I'm going to have to go into court and prove it. And everybody that I've talked to, even the freeholder here that owns a farm out in Warren County, he says, this is a harassment case. He said, this is harassment. But what he is afraid of is, you know, if the judge goes in there and all these attorneys get in there, they're going to say, well, you can't have chickens, you can't have this, you can't have that. You know what I'm saying? They can. You don't know what they'll do, how they'll spin it. So it's really crazy. It's crazy
going
on. You know?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if she's going to have an attorney when I walk in there next week on the 28th. I have no idea. I have no idea. So,
well, it seems like you've got the facts to stand on your own. I mean, it's pretty obvious to the casual observer that she's harassing you.
Right. But it's harassment to my family also, Pat, because my son raised these. It's harassment to him. He built the coop. My son was 16 when he had these chickens and raised them himself in a box in his bedroom. Okay, these are pets. He raised them. And because my son goes to college now, and he works on a sheep farm here in New Jersey. He's a farm kid. He loves his animals, okay? And, you know, because he's now going to college, and he's not out there as much taking care of the chickens. It's me. It fell on me.
Yeah.
So naturally, if she sees me out cleaning and carrying on and, you know, feeding them and cleaning, she's going to come after me, and that's what she did.
Wow. There's some suggestions here in the chat room.
Okay.
The USMC vet says, don't go off half-cocked. Get a lawyer and sue for costs. In some places, you can get triple damages if the lawsuit turns up to be frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
And then Melina B says, Lady Jarhead says, go to Judge Judy and get her involved. You can have the case on TV.
I love it. I tell you, I really wish that I could do a media thing with this, because I would love, you know, to see this out in the media, to see how foolish and frivolous it is, because, you know, other people, I'm sure, I know other people have gone through what I am, but I just, you know, I don't know. I'm at wit's end. I feel terribly harassed.
Well, I think you feel you are being terribly harassed. It's totally over the top.
Yeah.
How old
it
is she? Didn't one time we talked about she's kind of older and
no,
might be wanting to sell her house?
Well, no, they don't want to sell the home. I don't see that. I see her as being somebody that's very spoiled, used to having her own way, not an animal lover at all. Although she did, when we went to mediation, her girlfriend that lives across the street from me did sign, said that my rooster was waking her up and her husband, even though she gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning and teaches, and he works at FedEx, so how would they even know? They're never home. But the friend, she's getting like all her little friends and, you know, her little people that she hangs out with, you know, to sign a petition, and she showed it and they didn't even look at it at mediation. They didn't even want to know from it. You know what I'm saying? It was so frivolous and so ridiculous. They just kind of like looked at her, you know, like, what are you talking about? You know, but she's broken this consent agreement, but she can break this. They did tell me when I went, you know, if there's other problems, you got to sign a formal complaint and bring it up to the judge. So that's where I stand. I got to go up to the judge now after being harassed by the health department, the zoning department, the police department, civil complaint, mediation. I mean, this is just goes on and on and on. What's that?
Why ask for our cooperation with mediation?
Yeah, we cooperated with everything. We complied with everything that the mediators asked us to. We did everything, and you know.
There's a question in the chat room too. What time do you let your rooster out? I mean, if they go to work at 6,
mm-hmm.
and they're up at.
Oh, my rooster gets up at 6.
He gets up and goes out at 6 or start
no,
starts crowing.
No, he crows right in his little. I have a little place where I keep him, a beautiful little coop. My son built all the coops by himself. It's a beautiful little coop, and I close them. They're inside. I keep them in at night, and I let them out in the morning, and they go in at night, and I you know, close them up so no animals get them, and, you know, I want them to be safe and secure and happy.
Okay, so the earliest they could hear a crow would be 6 o'clock when you let him out? Okay.
And when he comes out, he runs towards the girls because he's separated, and then he just kind of like eats and hangs out with them and does his little dance and, you know, and impresses them, and then he shuts up. You know, he shuts up after he gets his little, you know, he shows off his little body.
Yeah. And does a little dance.
Rooster,
I love that little dance.
He does that dance.
The rooster you have is a bantam, right? It's a little banty rooster.
Yeah, it's a Buff Brahma bantam. He's gorgeous. He's a show chicken. Yep.
So they're outside, but at night, up until you let him out in the morning, he is in his own coops, and then of course the hens are in their own coop.
Sure.
So he'll start crowing at 6, but he's in his inside coop.
Yes, and that's when I threw all the tarps over to muffle the sound. I threw like 3 tarps on it, and I did bring this up to the mediators, and they said, that's no problem, that's fine. He says, you know, that'll keep the, that'll minimize the yelling in the morning. They didn't seem, and she agreed to it. She signed off on it. I mean, you think if she would have had an issue, it should have been brought up here and discussed honestly and openly, which she didn't do. She didn't even look at my face when I went there. She was all, you know, you could tell she was all, you know, scared and stiff, and she looked straight ahead. And here's the woman that's the aggressor acting that way. You know, she's the one that's being the aggressor here. You know, I'm not, you know.
I guess the next thing, you may already know this, is I did this at one point where normally towns have like a quiet hours, for example.
I can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're a little soft. He said usually towns have a quiet out or a quiet hour or a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
go ahead, whisper.
Like from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., but at 7 a.m., anything and everything can actually, you know, occur. So, for example, if it's 7 a.m., if worse comes to worse, you get a diaper for your rooster, you keep it inside in its own little coop inside the house, and then at 7 a.m. on the dot, you let it outside, and if it starts crowing at 7, they can't do anything about it. Just like I could go outside at 7 a.m., mow my grass, I could weed eat along my fence line, I can crank up my power saw and start sawing 2x4s in half at 7 a.m., nobody can do anything about it, because and then after 10 p.m. So I don't know if in your town there's like, people can't start putting on a roof or do any kind of construction until 7 a.m. And so if that's the case, then at 7 a.m., then you let the rooster out and they can't do anything if it's crowing after 7, apparently.
Well, she throws out in the back of her yard, she throws out loaves of bread for groups of crows that live in the area in the morning. And they come, and the crows, and those crows, I'm telling you, when they come in, they scream and carry on with each other. And, you know, they can really make a racket. And, boy, when she throws that out, it wakes that rooster up. She does that deliberately to wake them up, I think. Because they come in, we have a lot of crows in this area, and I think they come in. She puts loaves of bread out for the crows. In the morning, they're all screaming when you go out there.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, exactly. We're woken up, you know, we don't have any roosters, but, you know, we got springtime. We've got wild birds that are outside that are roosting in our nesting in our crepe myrtle right outside our bedroom window that wakes us up at 6:30 in the morning. Maybe I ought to call the DNR and say, hey, come capture these little birds that are waking me up at 6:30, or call the city of Johns Creek and say, hey.
Yep. Get rid of those birds. You know the funny thing, Whisperer, the prosecutor in town lives next street over, and there hasn't been any complaint from the man that prosecutes in the town. I mean, this is just her thing, you know. This is just her thing, you know. She just wants to come in and just harass me and get rid of me, get rid of those chickens, even though there's no ordinance that says I can't have them.
What we want to do is, people have asked in the chat room how we can continue to follow this. Obviously, you can, you know, keep us informed. You can always post freely. You can post freely on the Chicken Whisperer board there at Facebook, so you can kind of keep us going on. And of course, also people were asking, if you could post on our Facebook, if you could send it to me, then I could easily post it. Just email it to me. If there's a way
can I give you my email now? My email?
No, give it to me, and then I'll post something.
Yeah, I'll give you my email now, and I would love for the folks, you know, across the country. I need some support. I really would love that. Right. I would welcome that, honestly.
We could write letters. What we'd want is, you know, write letters to the editor of your local paper.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. I just feel like I don't know where to go to anymore. I'm just so harassed and harangued, and, you know, I just feel like hanging over my head. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I go out to feed my chickens and be with my animals, I have a koi pond in the back too with some beautiful koi, and I go out there. Sometimes I don't even feel that I can be comfortable in my own backyard because they're leering at me and they're trying, you know, it's a horrible feeling. It really is, you know. But can I give you my email, Whisper?
I'll get it after the show, just so you don't get bombarded with thousands of emails. But just you can send it to me, and then what I'll do is I'll get what information we need posted on our Facebook page, whether it be an email to the editor of the paper. We can send emails. If you can send us, I guess your email pardon me, and then I guess the email to the editor of the paper. We can send emails there. And also, if you have any email addresses to the director of news at the three major networks, then we can, you know, email them, and then they can get in touch with you and maybe do a story on this, how ridiculous it is. So that would be the three things that I would
probably...
Now, that would, probably
there would be no defamation with that or anything like that if a story was done about this. I mean, with how would that... No?
It's, I mean, it's public information.
The public information.
I mean,
well, yeah, now...
We send emails all the time to city council members. And newspapers and things like, look, you needed to pay attention to the story. This is absolutely ridiculous, and you know, this is what's going on. So yeah,
well,
we're not contacting that lady at all. We're not giving out her name at all, and we're all we're doing is contacting the media and the newspaper about your situation.
Right.
Great. And Pam, there's a question. Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I do. I have. I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so we can just go to Pam Davis on Facebook. And
yes, I have Pam Davis. I'm on Facebook. That's how I get in touch with the Whisperer. I'm constantly making. That's how I followed his tour, and I was watching. You know, it was so nice to hear him come in. You know, in the morning with all the details of the tour and how he enjoyed it. I followed that on Facebook.
Great. Okay.
So perfect. Well, we need to wrap it up with that. Pam, thank you so much for coming on again, and please keep us posted. I'll get with you via email after the show, and we can get things posted that we think may help your case and bring it to life.
I would love that. Thank you so much, everybody, for all your support.
And thank you for coming back on again and spending time with us, and good luck with it, and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck, Pam. Hang in there. Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, just, oh, my God. You just wonder what goes on in people's minds. What do they do with their life? Their neural nets must be so frazzled that they can't think of anything else. I mean, get a life.
Yeah, amazing. And
get a thought. Kelly
in Georgia said she'd make her and send her a couple of chicken diapers if all else fails to keep the rooster inside. I mean, I don't want to wake up at 5:30 if I don't have to. So, you know, we've had those conversations on the radio show too, but what Pam has been through is absolute a tragedy and shouldn't be done. So I'll get with her after the radio show this week, and we'll post what needs to be posted, and then we can try to work our magic, contact the local media, the newspaper, and write constructive letters about this, about how this is, you know, harassment. Give me a break. It's the other way around.
It is. It's sheer harassment. Totally, totally over the top. In my opinion.
Yep, me too. All righty, folks. Well, we thank you for listening today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I told you it was a pretty amazing story you wanted to hear about. And there's just some things coming up this week on Wednesday, another episode of Simplify Your Life with a Nature Cur. And she has her episode's going to be called Deceptively Delicious. And so that's going to be the show's not going to be about me, but that's this Wednesday, a Nature Cur, Deceptively Delicious. And then on the 22nd, we'll welcome back this Thursday, my birthday, Richard Frudenberger will be joining us again. And then another fun Friday, this Friday, as always, we'll be giving away some great prizes to our listeners through Chicken Trivia and some other great contests. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all our sponsors. And we'll hear Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat?
Yeah, well, quite a show. You were absolutely right, Whisperer. That's sometimes I'm just flabbergasted by some people. But in closing, thanks again to all our sponsors. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pam Davis, thank you for sharing your amazing story about a neighbor harassment and just how far people can go when they get on the other side of chickens. It certainly is a bizarre case. Andy, thank you for bringing us all together. Happy pre-birthday. You'll have to have celebrations a week ahead and a week behind, so maybe you'll get some new bits for your birthday. And, of course, thanks to Blog Talk Radio for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. Blessings to you all, and forever and always may the flock be with you. God bless. Ha 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 ha